Well, now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And before we begin, we would like to take this opportunity to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information that's possible for you to experience with the other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to close your eyes and express the intent to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state and to participate in that silent communication. For indeed, once again, you will find that the energy that you have created will assist you in that alteration of your consciousness. And the benefits, once again, can be much more to your individual needs and desires than what we attempt to express to you. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that meditative state. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we are an entity that exists outside of your reality. An entity that has never experienced what we refer to as an incarnational period in your reality. We have never chosen to experience this illusionary reality that you choose to be involved in. We exist in a reality that is quite similar to yours. We exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level, as you exist in a vibrational level. It doesn't really matter the terminology that you use to describe this reality that you exist in, but vibrational level lends itself quite well to an explanation. Because you see, we exist in a reality that occupies the same space and same time as the reality that you choose to exist in. And by labeling it and vibrational level, we can utilize the analogy that it's like the various radio frequencies and other types of frequencies that you continuously broadcast through your entire Earth's atmosphere. A multitude of various frequencies that are existing within the same time and same space. And yet you understand that it's entirely possible for you, through the utilization of your various devices, to tap into one of those particular vibrational frequencies while eliminating all the rest. And you understand as well that they all exist within that same time and same space. Almost an infinite number existing within your Earth's atmosphere. And yet you can consistently tap into one while eliminating all the rest. So it is with vibrational levels. the realities that exist within the same time and same space as your reality, as your vibrational level. You simply choose to tune into this particular vibrational level while eliminating all the rest. This vibrational level and the activities that you carry out in this vibrational level are created and sustained in the same way that realities are created throughout all of the vibrational levels that exist in creation. What's rather unique about your vibrational level that you choose to create and exist in is that you put in place what we like to refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy that limits certain factors of being within your capacity to experience in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed through all the levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. That electromagnetic type of energy that you create, we refer to as a veil, if you wish. A veil because it has a couple of very specific purposes. One of the main purposes is for the limitation of entities existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere in your creation process, to enter into your reality for the purpose of giving you examples, if you wish, of how you create your reality. Entities existing outside of your vibrational level do not have access to your vibrational level because of that electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place. Now, it's important to understand that it's not like there are entities outside of your vibrational level who desire to interfere. Absolutely not. But it's your choice to limit that interference for a very specific purpose. And that is for the second part of this veil of this electromagnetic type of energy. And that is that you hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. You hide from the understanding of the methods that you utilize to create this reality that you experience. And so that veil limits interference from outside of your vibrational level. It limits the understanding of who and what you truly are. Not only once again in your awakened consciousness state, but through all various levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level, be it that awake consciousness state, or the dream state, or a meditative state, or what we like to refer to as a between incarnational state, when you die, in other words, before you choose to re-enter into an incarnational period. We will utilize the use of this terminology that's based upon your belief in time and space, your past and present and future, if you wish, referring to in between incarnational periods, referring to various incarnational periods that you may choose to re-enter, giving the impression that there is this lapse of time that occurs. But as we will explain, time and space are illusionary. They don't exist outside of your vibrational level, and in fact are not nearly as persistent in your altered states of consciousness as they are in your awake and consciousness state. And so we utilize your so-called past and present and future simply for the convenience of explanation. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so you exist in a vibrational level that is similar to all of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You simply choose not to have the capacity to tap into those other vibrational levels and choose to concentrate on this vibrational level. And once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and as well limits other entities existing outside of your vibrational level from interfering in your creation process. You don't limit other entities from becoming involved in your vibrational level, becoming involved in this reality creation that you're experiencing. However, in order to enter into your vibrational level and to participate in the creation process, other entities must as well accept this veil, if you wish, this limitation of the understanding of who and what they truly are. And so you exist in a vibrational level, a rather unique vibrational level. And we, once again, have never experienced existence in this vibrational level and have no desire to do so. It's not that it's not possible. We just don't desire to have that experience. We're quite comfortable in interacting in the manner in which we do. We have Josiah, an entity existing outside of your vibrational level. We come here through our friend Elias on an invitation that's expressed not only by Elias, but by the other individuals who are participating in various groups that you assemble for the purpose of experiencing this interaction. It is rather interesting for those who will take advantage of the opportunity that we express to become involved in a altered state of consciousness and in a meditative state, that you frequently will not be aware of the message, if you wish, that we are expressing through, once again, this limited use of a vocabulary, but rather will experience your own message, your own desires being fulfilled in what it is that you wish to gain knowledge of. And so, it's a rather unique experience that you can become involved, and yet, as we express our message, individuals receive different messages, not necessarily entirely from our particular source of energy, but from other entities as well that would be with us once again. And indeed, that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are, you will find that as a result of the group energy, that the capacity or the ability to become involved in that type of interaction is indeed enhanced. Absolutely. You share, if you wish, each other's energy, and as a consequence, the energy is increased over what it would be for an individual attempting this type of an interaction. And so we come because we are, once again, invited by a group of entities existing within your vibrational level, searching for information. We find it rather ironic that the information that each of you searches for is contained within inside each of you. And if there is one message that we continually express, it is to go within inside to find the answers to the questions that you seek. Go within inside. Learn to alter your consciousness and to become involved in that interaction with that higher self, if you wish, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And so you exist in this vibrational level, and you invite us to interact in your vibrational level. And to that extent, we welcome that opportunity, for we come not only to express information that each of you desire to hear, but rather as well to experience through our friend Elias an interaction and exchange of information with each of you. And we find that quite entertaining and educational as well. And so we welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so you exist in a vibrational level that has within it limitations. Limitations that you agree to not only put in place, but to sustain. And it becomes very difficult for you to step outside of those limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are. Not impossible, but very difficult, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. You'll find in your altered state of consciousness, in a meditative state, that you can, if you wish, come in contact with, get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are. Get a glimpse of the understanding of the illusionary capacity of this reality that you exist in. Get a glimpse of the understanding of the creation process that you utilize to create this reality. For you see, you enter it into this vibrational level by choice. Your choice. There's not some entity subjecting you to some type of experimentation. You choose to become involved in this vibrational level. You choose to put in place the limitations to the understanding of who and what you truly are. And you choose to put in place the limitations of the understanding of how it is that you create and sustain this reality that you experience. So you enter into this vibrational level by choice. You enter into this vibrational level for a very simple reason. And that is, when you experience a reality that you believe you are not in control of, and that you are not indeed responsible for the creation of, then it appears that it's beyond your capacity to alter or to change your experience. And as a consequence, it seems much more real. And as a result of its experiencing realities that you believe are much more real, you experience a much more intense range of emotions and feelings. As simple as it may seem, that's why you choose to exist in this vibrational level, to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are the creators of your reality. We again like to use the analogy that it's like entering into a theater where you understand absolutely that what you are experiencing that's projected upon the screen is a trick of lights and a projection of someone else's production on a particular series of events to initiate within you certain emotions and feelings. And while you go through a wide range of emotions and feelings, you understand absolutely that that's an illusionary reality that you're experiencing. You understand absolutely that it's simply a projection of lights upon a screen and someone else's perception of what that particular events are about to portray and to allow you to experience an emotion and feeling associated with that projection. You understand that absolutely, that it's illusionary. But when you leave the theater and you enter into your awakened consciousness state in the real world, at that level, this veil that you put in place limits your capacity to understand that this illusion that you're experiencing is not real either. This reality that you believe is beyond your capacity to control is an illusion. And you go to great lengths to make it appear once again that it's beyond your capacity to control. And you expend tremendous amounts of energy to correct this reality in your awakened consciousness state. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in and to break it down as to why you're involved in that activity. What it is it that you attempt to achieve? Ultimately, you will come back to that understanding that you wish to desire to experience an emotion or a feeling. Be that the emotions of a loving relationship, be that the emotions of feeling some type of self-worth, be that feeling that you have abundance, it doesn't matter what it is. It's a certain emotion and feeling that you're attempting to experience. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. That's why you choose to continue to exist in this vibrational level and to limit the understanding of who and what you truly are and of how it is that you create this reality. And it becomes, once again, a very difficult reality for you to perpetuate. It is, in fact, the most illusionary reality that you will experience. And you go to great lengths and expel tremendous amounts of energy to sustain it. And it becomes difficult for you to sustain it indefinitely. To the point, in fact, where you understand absolutely that you cannot remain in your awakened consciousness state. At some point, you will sleep. At some point, you will alter your consciousness and enter into a deep dream state or a meditative black state. And you also understand that at some point, you will terminate your existence in this vibrational level. And you will enter into what we refer to as a between incarnational state. You will die, in other words. You all accept and understand that. And it's rather ironic that in your awakened consciousness state, you understand that there are limitations, that it will come to an end. And yet, you also can hold the concept that when you end this incarnational period, when you die, for example, that particular experience, that particular level of your consciousness, you can sustain indefinitely. You understand the difficulties of experiencing a limitless amount of time in your awakened consciousness state. And once again, it takes a tremendous amount of energy for you to sustain this particular awakened consciousness state. You will sleep, and you will eventually enter into a between-incarnational state. That's a given. You understand and accept that. And so you enter into this vibrational level by choice. You choose to exist in this vibrational level, and you as well will choose to leave this vibrational level. You're not put here by some entity that you are being subjected to some type of a growth system or an understanding. You are here by choice, and you will leave by choice. One of the very few truisms, if you wish, that you cannot alter is that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. This is a no-fail experience that you're involved in. You choose to be involved, and you as well will choose when you desire to leave this vibrational level. You create your reality. That becomes a very difficult concept for you to grasp. But nonetheless, the reality you experience is your creation. The reality you experience is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You have within your vibrational level what we like to refer to as various types of beliefs or belief systems. you have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. It's within the human consciousness belief system that you put in place various types of circumstances, if you wish, that are very difficult for you to operate outside of. For example, you believe that it's necessary for you to consume various elements in order for you to sustain your physical being. A human consciousness belief system. Absolutely. You believe in time and space. A human consciousness belief system. And you go to great lengths to validate that belief system. You go through all types of what you refer to as evolution, from where you enter into an incarnational period as an infant, and you go through adolescence and adulthood, and eventually into what you refer to as your senior years, and then you die. You end that incarnational period. It's a validation of your belief in time and space. It's a validation that this is real. And it's beyond your capacity to control and to change. It's a human consciousness belief system. Absolutely. What you don't understand in your awakened consciousness state, or at least that you have very difficulty holding as an absolute concept, is that at some level of your consciousness, that spark of consciousness that you are, is aware of the entire illusionary reality that you're experiencing right from the beginning to the end of a particular incarnational period. When you come into an incarnational period, you bring with you beliefs and belief systems. Not only the human consciousness belief systems, but individual belief systems that you bring in through choices that you make, to have various opportunities to experience realities in a particular incarnational period. You choose to be involved in an incarnational period. And that becomes difficult to accept when you witness what you refer to as an infant that's involved in a very difficult, perhaps even an abusive situation. It becomes difficult to accept that the infant agreed to participate in that creation process, agreed with all of the other entities involved in that particular reality to create that reality for the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that creation process. It becomes difficult to accept that that individual, that infant, is in terms of your belief in age as old as any other entity existing in your vibrational level. Time is an illusion, it doesn't really exist. And so you enter into that incarnational period and you bring with you various beliefs and belief systems, many contained within your DNA. And you agree and you interact with other individuals who also have with them various beliefs and belief systems and agree to participate in that particular creation process. And these beliefs that you choose many times are stored within your DNA. And through the utilization of the energy that surrounds your DNA, you can take that belief, that potential reality, and bring it into being. You can experience it. Or conversely, you can change that particular belief or belief system and not experience it. The opportunity exists based upon your choices and decisions, based upon the beliefs you hold, based upon your thoughts and feelings. You constantly alter the energy that surrounds your DNA. Whether you accept it or understand it is irrelevant. You are consciously, consistently making decisions, holding thoughts and feelings, holding beliefs and belief systems that are influencing your DNA, that are influencing the reality that you experience. And so you make those choices in your between incarnational states, and you bring them into a particular incarnational period, and they interact with the human consciousness belief systems, and we utilize human consciousness belief systems to be like, for example, your laws of physics that are very difficult for you to step outside of. And so you have the human consciousness belief systems, and then you have societal belief systems that also interact and influence your reality. And then you have your personal belief systems. And it's a combination of the human consciousness, the societal, and the individual belief systems that are responsible for the creation of the reality that you experience. And when we suggest that you are the creators of your reality, you must understand that by referring to you, we mean you as a one. You are all one. You are not separate. Even though you are separate individuals, you are one. It's a paradox that defies an explanation. It's something that you can't find written or given through a type of an explanation, but rather it's something that you can experience from going within inside, to get a glimpse of who and what you truly are, to get a glimpse of the understanding that you are one, and yet you are an individual. You are all that is, absolutely. And so when we suggest that you create your reality, it's in conjunction with all of the other entities that you interact with. You're not separate. Your beliefs and belief systems interact with other individuals' beliefs and belief systems, and you agree to participate in and create your reality. Absolutely. There is not one instant in your reality that you are not responsible for. There is not one coincidence, if you wish, that you are not holding a belief or a belief system that is being validated. And so you create your reality through your belief systems, the human consciousness, the societal, and the individual. Human consciousness belief systems are very difficult to step outside of. Your belief in time and space, your belief that it's necessary for you to consume elements to exist within your vibrational level, your belief that indeed you will go through this evolutionary process and you will die. Very difficult for you to step outside of that human consciousness belief system. And then you hold the societal belief systems. Much easier for you to alter societal belief systems or to step outside of them. And yet, if you are aware of various societal belief systems that exist throughout various areas of your Earth systems, where there are different belief systems that affect the reality that individuals are experiencing, and you now, in your so-called modern age, are experiencing that in a manner that was difficult for you to experience in your so-called past. You hold a belief that it's occurring because of your advancements in technology. You're experiencing it because of your beliefs and belief systems. And so you're seeing the effects of various societies that are influencing the realities that they're experiencing throughout your Earth systems. And while there may be a common element that's influencing these realities, nonetheless, the societal belief systems are having a tremendous effect on the different experiences that individuals are having in your Earth systems when dealing with a very similar What you might refer to as difficulty or experience. We hesitate to use the word difficulty because, you see, at the level from which you create your reality, there is no judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable, whether it's difficult or not difficult, whether it's a good or bad experience. That's a judgment that you make in your awakened consciousness state. At the level of which you create your reality, that spark of consciousness gives to you that which you desire based upon those belief systems that you hold and rejoices in that creation process. And so you have these societal belief systems, and then you have your individual belief systems. And perhaps the individual belief systems are the easiest for you to alter, should you choose to believe that it's even within your capacity to alter your beliefs and consequently alter your reality. You see, once again, many of the beliefs that you hold are contained within your DNA. And by altering the energy that surrounds your DNA, you alter the reality that you experience. You take what was once perhaps a potential experience and change it into a probable experience. Or conversely, change a probable experience back into an expectable or probable, possible experience. The belief you hold validates the reality that you experience. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple question. It seems like such a simple reality to understand. And yet, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You cannot change that. You cannot step aside and say, I don't want to be responsible for my reality anymore. You can have that if you wish to experience that in your awakened consciousness state, but it's an illusion. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you wish to believe that you're not in control of your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. And it's a validation of that choice, of that belief system that creates the realities that you experience. And so you'll experience realities that give you all types of examples that you're not in control. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. You can also believe to hold that you're not in control at all, but that you have some other entities existing outside of your vibrational levels that are creating your reality for you. You can have that if you desire. It's simply a validation of the belief you hold. We've already suggested that there is an electromagnetic type of veil that you put in place that limits the capacity for entities existing outside of your vibrational level to create or to influence your reality. It's not possible to have an entity existing outside of your vibrational level that influences or creates your reality. Not only is it not possible, there's no entities existing outside of your vibrational level who have any desire to alter or to change your experience or to create for you. However, if you choose to believe that you're not in control, if you choose to believe that you have other entities that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. It's a validation of a belief that you hold. And you'll have all types of examples to validate that you're not in control, but that you have other entities who are influencing your reality. Whether that be what you like to refer to as some religious object that can create and control your reality, whether you believe that you have guides or angels that are influencing your reality, you can have that. It's your choice. It's your creation. And when you begin to understand that it's your creation, that the guides don't influence your reality, but rather you influence the guides, then you begin to understand that you are in control. You begin to understand that you are the creator of your reality. the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. The spark of consciousness from which you create that reality, that spirituality that you are, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. So if you desire to experience a reality that's based upon this belief system that you're not in control, you can have that. That's your choice. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. If you wish to create your reality with the belief that it's all simply some type of fate or the result of various other entities, interactions that are influencing your reality, you can have that as well. You create through default, but you still create. You see, you can't escape that creation process. You are the creators of your reality. It's really that simple. You can't change that. You can change the reality. You can change the belief that give the influence and the appearance that you're not in control. But you can't change the fact that you are in control. You can't change the fact that the reality you're experiencing is based upon your beliefs, based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire. What do you believe? Such a simple question. But the key to the understanding of your creation process, the key to understanding the experiences that you're having that you believe are either positive or negative, what do you believe? At what point in this particular incarnational period did you put in place the various beliefs and belief systems that are influencing the reality? You see, once again, many times you put in place those beliefs and belief systems in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational state, and bring it into this particular incarnational period to have that experience. But you can change that if it's a reality that you don't desire. You can change that if it's a reality that causes you difficulties. You can change that, absolutely. What do you believe? You see, if you believe that you can't change it, that's your choice. That's your choice. It's not someone suggesting that you must experience this type of a reality, that you entered into some type of a relationship, for example, or some type of existence where you're being influenced by other individuals that you don't have a choice to change. You choose to be involved. And you can choose to alter that reality, absolutely. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. When you become involved in that understanding, when you begin to actually experience realities that are validated based upon your beliefs and belief systems, and you consciously understand that you are influencing your reality by altering your beliefs and belief systems. It's important to understand that once you reach that point, you cannot go back. When you begin to understand that the reality you're experiencing is a reflecting of the beliefs you hold, and you hold that understanding itself as a belief system, you cannot go back. You cannot undo the knowledge. And many times that leaves one experiencing what you believe to be negative realities and having a difficult time emotionally understanding and accepting that it's your creation. One begins to ask the question, if it's my creation, if it's my reality, why on earth would I ever create this type of a reality? Why would I go through this type of illusion that seems so real? And once again, the simplicity is almost disarming. You create this reality, you're involved in the creation of this illusionary experience for the purpose of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible when you understand that you are the creator of your reality. It's really that simple. It may be difficult for you to understand the complexity of your human consciousness belief systems, the societal belief systems, and the individual belief systems. You go to great lengths to make it difficult for you to understand that in your awakened consciousness state, because it makes it feel like it's real. But nonetheless, when you grasp that understanding, you cannot go back. You cannot return to the point where you can blame other individuals for the reality that you are experiencing. You cannot return to the point where you look upon your society and suggest that indeed you're a victim. You cannot go back. You begin to understand that if you believe that you are a victim, if you're involved in that type of an interaction with another individual, you begin to understand that it's your choice to be a victim. You begin to understand that the emotions that cause difficulties for you are simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and consequently are your choice based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? Such a simple statement with such a profound capacity for you to alter and change your reality. You see, the irony of it is that you do it on a continual basis. This is not something that you're not capable of experiencing or doing, because you do it constantly. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You simply choose to hide from that understanding. You choose to hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. And you see, once again, when you make these choices, and when you feel that it's within your capacity to alter your reality, when you begin to understand consciously the influence that you have upon your reality, then indeed you begin to understand as well your capacity to change it. Many individuals have a difficult time accepting, because you see, to accept it is to validate that the reality you are experiencing, even this negative reality, is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. If it's what you believe is a negative reality, a less than positive reality, then why would you ever in your awakened consciousness state make those choices? And it becomes difficult for many individuals to come to that understanding. And so we would suggest that one of the solutions is to learn to alter your consciousness, and to meditate, and to come into connection with that spark of consciousness that you are, to get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are. For you see, you are all that is. There is not one entity existing within this vibrational level or any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And when you can begin to get a glimpse of that understanding and bring it into your consciousness, then you can begin to get a glimpse of the understanding of the possibilities that are there for you to alter your reality, or indeed to continue to enhance your reality, to have what it is that you desire, to get a glimpse of the understanding of the beliefs and belief systems so that you can change them. To begin to get a glimpse of the illusionary reality that time and space don't really exist, that you can alter your past and do alter it as readily as you can and do alter your future. You exist in the now. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. Go with inside. Learn to meditate. Put aside all of the illusionary realities that continue to pop into your mental pictures as you're meditating. Put it aside. Put aside all of the distractions and continuously express to go deeper inside, to get an understanding of the consciousness that exists in each and every cell of your entire being, to get an understanding of who and what you truly are. You are the God you search for. And when you get a glimpse of that understanding, when you come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are, then you begin to as well get a concept of the possibilities, the limitless possibilities that exist for each of you. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, alter your belief. You create your reality. You entered into this vibrational level by choice. You cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. And you have the capacity to go with inside and to come to the understanding that you are all that is, that you are the God you search for. And when you get a glimpse of that understanding, then as well, you begin to get a glimpse of the limitless possibilities that exist for you in this vibrational level. You begin to get an understanding that you are your creator. You are all that is. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, it has indeed been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude to each of you for offering this opportunity. For us, it is a very interesting and welcome opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you with love and with peace.